Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Boys and girls, here is Michael Harrison along with me, Doug Steffen, to review the hot hits in talk radio. The charts on Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com are for the week of August 2nd to the 6th, the first full week of August, as we know. We've got a lot of things going on, Michael, here as usual. Go through the story list and the people list, if you would, so that we can pick and choose some things that will gravitate into the minds of our listeners. How's that for being exciting?
Gravitate into the minds of our listeners. It sounds like something from advanced physics, you know, gravitational gravitational waves.
I assure you, there's nothing in my life that had anything ever to do with advanced physics. I might be interested in the law of physics and things, but when it came to physics and me in high school,
Yeah, but it could get complicated. Yes. Speaking of physics, how's my connection to you? We're broadcasting from a remote location. So.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, we know okay. It's you, and we've got you. We can hear you fine. So
okay,
four
good.
By four,
excellent.
If you will, help yourself.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here are the charts from Talkers this past week. And the Olympics and social media scrutiny tie at number 10. At number 9, U.S.-China relations tied with Middle East tensions. At number 8, crime and violence tied with police reform. At number 7, the southern border crisis tied with immigration reform. At number 6, harsh weather and climate change. And there's a lot of wildfires still going on in California. Big problem. Yeah. At number 5, the economy. That's tied with supply shortages, inflation, and the infrastructure bill, which is about to go to its first vote after lots of, arguing. At number 4, Donald Trump's legal issues tied with the special elections that took place in Ohio and Texas, the Congress, and the California recall is now gaining steam as a subject of discussion. At number 3, we have the January 6th committee. We have voting legislation and race relations all bundled up in the number 3 spot. At number 2 this week, gigantic conversation surrounding Andrew Cuomo facing heat. And at number 1, of course, the COVID-19 Delta variant, vaccine hesitancy, masks, mandates, and mayhem.
Hey, I like that. The three M's.
That's right. Masks, mandates. Mayhem. Which do you like better? Which do you like better? Masks, mandates, and mayhem, or masks, mandates, and madness? Which do you prefer, madness or mayhem?
I think mayhem is better. Madness creates something in your mind that applies to other things. Yeah, mayhem is what this is all about.
Okay, and consider yourself an editor now. This is great.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we'll do
the second. Sorry. I took a quick day trip down to Florida this week because I had some business to take care of. And one of the things that became obvious to me is that the news media and its reporting on what's going on in Florida and the reality, at least, of what I was on the west, on the, sorry, east side, Palm Beach and down in Boca Raton. I didn't see the kind of, like, uproar that the news media is portraying. Did I see a lot of people wearing masks? Yep. Did I people in the airport and on the planes do what they're asked to do? Yes. I think there's we have become almost addicted, Michael, to, and maybe this is partially because of some of the talk radio hosts and programs, we've become addicted to looking for the next ooh-ooh or ah-ah, the next gotcha story when it comes to COVID. And DeSantis, who's on your list, the people list, number 7 this week, I don't know much about him, frankly. You spend more time in Florida than I do. I don't have an opinion on him one way or another. I know he has aspirations. He wants to run for president. He's getting a lot of attention because of the freedom to come and go, it would seem, in Florida. Yet the other side of it is the people who are his political opponents say, look, see what a mess it is in Florida. Look at all the people that are going to the hospital. Look at the people who are dying. Florida's a mess. So how do we really know what's real? I'll tell you my experience. I didn't see any big to-do at all down there. No, granted, I didn't go to the hospital. But people were being respectful and they were wearing masks, and it wasn't this, you know, some people think that the Floridians are running around giving everybody an up yours because some people think it's smart to wear a mask. So,
you're talking about the subjectivity of all of this. And, you know, what is one's experience? What does one see in one's circle of vision? It's very hard to see the broad vista of an entire state. Numbers are very, very subjective. It all depends on, you know, how you want to focus on them. And also it depends on whether or not it's, impacting you personally. Mm-hmm. If you have a bunch of relatives or friends that are dying of COVID, suddenly it appears very different than, you know, seeing people behaving politely in an airport or in public, whether they wear masks.
Well, I think
the world is so big, you know.
Yeah.
It's so big. Yeah, go ahead.
Part of the discussion this week has been how difficult it is in airports and more on airplanes, people losing it, they're drinking too much, they won't put on a mask, getting duct tape to seats, you know, stuff like that. And those are individual experiences that all are part of this. The vaccine hesitancy, mask mandates, and again, what is number one this week on our story list at talkers.com. But I think that we have overplayed our hand here. And people say, well, we overtell the story so that people will be safe. So you'll scare people into getting a vaccine. Is that what's going on here? You think?
Well, to a certain degree it is, but then the question is, should people be scared into getting the vaccine? You know, a death is a death. You know, when we have 600,000, 700,000 deaths, we can't diminish that just
do
because
we really?
We've seen people.
Do we really
have anything?
Well,
you have to
true.
Have a certain amount of confidence in.
I don't have confidence in when somebody in my family who's a medical professional tells me that the federal government was paying hospitals a $2,000 bounty for everybody who died of COVID, and the numbers were then inflated to reflect people who died actually of pneumonia or heart disease or something else, and they just happened to have COVID, but that didn't really finish them off. That gives me cause to wonder, frankly.
Well, one should always wonder and one should always question. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. However, to suddenly talk along the lines of how do we know this exists and how do we know it's not an across-the-board scam, I think that's kind of
I'm not suggesting it's a scam. I'm just suggesting.
Well, you just did suggest it's a scam.
The numbers are, there's a scam-a-side effect. To the numbers, mm-hmm. if you will. That was my point.
The point is you'll always find in any situation companies, hospitals, people, individuals using the situation to fudge the numbers so that they could benefit by whatever mm-hmm. benefit there is to be gained. I'm sure during World War II, which we consider to be a just war, that we had to go to war, that was a real threat. I'm sure there were arms manufacturers and companies and people involved who are profiting by it. It doesn't mean that it still was not a reliable or a reasonable cause. So we got to be careful when we're talking about COVID, you know. And it has to do also with how we prioritize crises and tragedies. I mean, we make one thing a major issue and another thing not. You know, smoking killed millions of people.
Yeah.
You know, an airplane goes down and 200 people die, and that becomes headlines, and everybody gets freaked
right.
out for days and weeks. And yet we say, well, it's only 1% of the population is dying, or blah, 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 but we diminish it because you can make numbers show almost anything you want. What is it that's going to get our attention? What is it that's going to create alarm? That's a fascinating topic. It's part of the idiosyncrasies, if there's such a word, the idiosyncrasies of the human condition. I know we got to take a break and the
it's
people.
It's tying it
right
all together. It's tying it all together. Many more people, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times many people died this year of heart disease and cancer as died from the flu. But yet that's been going on. 'Twas ever thus, if you will, and therefore it's not a big headline. Yeah, you make a great point. 16 past the hour. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. My reminder now, for those of you who are, if you're worried about being healthy and safe and you're overweight, then perhaps you'll want to pay attention to a 60-second plug, if you will, because that's kind of what this is, a paid plug for Calitrin. But putting it that way sounds a little bit coarse, but yeah, that's really what it is. I'm paid to tell the story about Calitrin and how it works. But you know what? I don't really have to do much work here, because if you go to their website, toploss.com, you can see the stories of thousands of people who have gotten onto the use of this product and have been successful not only losing weight safely, sanely, but they've also kept it off. That's what makes more of an impact for me, anyway, more of an impression, and gives the product more value. And by the way, the capsule comes in capsule form or liquid form. Take it at night before you go to bed. If you have any questions at all about my references to the information, what you should do is go to the Top Loss website and connect with one of their, they have personal consultants that'll help you understand how this works and see if it's right for you. Try it out. I think you're going to be very happy with the results. Takes your time. You've got to be patient. Special huge sale this weekend. The package offers $30 taken right off the top of anything you buy, plus 2 free months. They have an easy payment plan, no extra charges for things. If you're ready to get started, go to the website, toploss.com, and order Calitrin. Use the DJV code for all these special deals and for free shipping.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Are you looking for information about COVID-19 vaccination that's specific to the needs of people with disabilities? Dial the Disability Information and Access Line supports people with disabilities and their families who are seeking information, assistance, and resources that can help them make informed decisions about and receive access to COVID-19 vaccines that are available in their communities. Contact Dial at 888-677-1199 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, or email Dial at n4a.org for assistance. Getting vaccinated is an important step to help protect people with disabilities from getting COVID-19. If you or someone you know needs help accessing the vaccine, the Disability Information and Access Line can connect you to local resources. Dial is the only national call center that is dedicated to supporting people with disabilities on issues related to COVID-19. Speak with an information specialist in any language at 888-677-1199 from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, or email Dial at n4a.org for help.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now we continue with our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. We've gone through the stories, at least the list, and some commentary on some of the things that are in there, which is what Michael and I are want to do when we get together each week. We have not gone through the people list, so Michael, please do the honors.
Okay, here we have the people. At number 10, we have the continuing saga of Simone Biles at the Olympics. Gavin Newsom in California at 9. Rand Paul at 8. Ron DeSantis, the aforementioned governor of Florida, at 7. Kevin McCarthy, the head of the Democrats and the Republicans, rather, in Congress, at number 6. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, at 5. Donald Trump, the kingmaker and wild card in American politics, at number 4. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Rochelle Walensky tied at number 3. Andrew Cuomo back at the top at number 2. And Joe Biden as president is number 1. And that's the way the people chart is.
What do you make of the people who are tying in? I was remember when I first got started, I did some time, and it sounds like I was in jail, but I WMCA in New York had just changed the talk. And I
well, didn't like being in jail.
It was an interesting experience doing that. You know, I was a flyboy for about 8 months. I did evenings on WHDH in Boston, and I did afternoons at WMCA in New York, and I'd fly back and forth. And
if I could just jump in for a second, isn't that a sign of the times that disc jockeys that worked in two adjacent cities would have to fly between the cities,
right,
or talk show hosts to do the shows? Now you just go into the other room in your house.
Right, exactly. You got all the equipment's right there. Yes.
Right.
Anyway, so I remembered when I was on WMCA having Mario Cuomo on and thinking what a, I don't know if stoic was that he was. And it was like he was a god. We came into the station, the general manager, the owner was the general manager because it had just been sold, the Strauss family. Remember them?
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Legends.
So, yeah. So Jeannie Strauss was the program director, and she brought him in, and it was like she wanted to kiss his ring. He was that powerful a figure. And so I had it was like I didn't need to be in the room. I remember
well,
that.
Do you remember we had him as a speaker at one of our early talk radio conventions?
Yes.
And I remember sitting next to him at the dais.
Yeah.
And he was the Pope. Yeah. You know, he was considered.
How do people get to that? Do they assume it? Do they become it? How do people become that untouchable? That's really what the Cuomo said.
Well, he was untouchable for a while. He also lost re-election for his fourth bid by a little-known state legislator named George Pataki. So nobody is ultimately untouchable, and he never did get his fourth term, just like his son Andrew is not going to get a fourth term. But for the sake of argument, it's an interesting question you ask. How does somebody become untouchable? The same way earlier you were talking about the role of the media in exaggerating things. We live in a situation being human beings where we're constantly hyping and promoting each other on stuff. Everything is the biggest. Everything is the greatest. And it happens with figures. The greatest politician, you know, the team of destiny. It's a fascinating process, and definitely Mario Cuomo was the beneficiary of that back in the early 90s.
I snicker at stuff like that. Am I too much of a cynic? Maybe that's what makes me reasonably good at doing what I do here on the radio, because I don't take what anybody says at face value. I would apply that. Number 8 on our people list this week is Rand Paul. Number 3 is Dr. Fauci. What do they say? Rand Paul and Fauci were trying, they were sparring with each other and have over the past couple of weeks. Rand Paul, a lot of things he thinks and says, I happen to agree with, frankly. But I think he also goes off the deep end sometimes. But, you know, then there's Fauci, who we've made into someone kind of like a demigod like the Cuomos are. So we ought to talk about that and what's been created here as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are on the uptick, health officials are hoping a renewed push to get more people vaccinated will help control the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, said that he believes more vaccine mandates could help slow the spread. He told ABC's This Week that he approves of President Biden's move to mandate the shot for federal employees and contractors.
I am glad to see the president insisting that we go forward requiring vaccinations, or if people are unwilling to do that, then regular testing at least once or twice a week, which will be very inconvenient. Yeah, I think we ought to use every public health tool we can when people are dying. Death rates are starting up again, and you just went through the numbers about how many new cases we are seeing. We are on a very steep upswift of that curve, and we ought to be thinking of every possible intervention.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Health officials in San Francisco began offering a supplemental dose of COVID vaccine for people who had received the Johnson & Johnson shot and wanted an additional dose of an mRNA vaccine. The city's public health director acknowledged that it had not been approved by the CDC or the vaccine manufacturers, thought that the department was just fulfilling requests for the extra shot. Dr. William Schaffner is a member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices and tells CBS News that an extra dose may be beneficial for those who are immunosuppressed, but that the single J&J dose should be good for everyone else.
The CDC is under active discussion, as is the Food and Drug Administration, of getting an extra dose for people who are immune compromised, who are cancer chemotherapy or their transplant recipients, because the original series didn't work optimally for those people whose immune system is suppressed. That's different. You're thinking of that as a three-dose series for those immune-suppressed people. You're talking about a booster, an additional dose for people who already have had a good response. We're not there yet. CDC has not made that formal recommendation.
And Hall of Fame college football coach Bobby Bowden has died after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Bowden spent 40 years as a head coach in major college football, the majority at Florida State, compiling 377 wins, 12 Atlantic Coast Conference championships, and 2 national titles. Bobby Bowden was 91. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Four after the hour to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So we've been through the people list. We've been through the story list. I had suggested to you an equivalency between Rand Paul as somebody making postures and Dr. Fauci. Is he a posture-er?
No, I don't think so. I think Fauci is just himself. I think he's... He's not posing. I think he's just being what he is. He's been this way for so many years.
But who even knew that he existed before? Had you ever heard of him before all this got started?
Vaguely, if at all. You know, his name came up when we were talking about SARS. And, you know,
Okay. Yeah. So what do you make of, I heard this conversation, I was listening to a sports talk show in Florida yesterday, and the vaccinations and COVID and the variants come up in every aspect of our lives, right? It's been a big. There have been a lot of people talking about it.
It's been the defining force in our lives for 2 years now.
Yeah,
you know, this is an era. This is like what life was like during World War II. Or any major, you know, I mean, imagine life. World War II went on for 4 years.
Yeah.
This thing is 2 years, and it may go on forever. I mean, we may have to live with COVID for years to come. We're dealing with that possibility.
Yeah, we have flus, and it's basically nothing more than a flu. It's a different variant of a flu. It fits the definition of a flu. Do you remember flus when you were a kid? Were there flus?
Well, I remember flus. I don't remember a flu killing 600,000-700,000 Americans.
No. Uh-huh.
But you brought up earlier that we don't know if that's true. See, I believe it is true. You're not sure. But that's good, honest discussion.
Yeah,
I'm not sure either. But I tend to go along with conventional wisdom, keeping a watchful eye and an educated amount of skepticism. But I don't go around alarmist or paranoid that everything is a lie. Because if you do that, you just can't function anymore.
No, you get outsourced. Your brain gets outsourced. Yeah, who needs that?
Exactly. So I don't consider coronavirus called COVID-19, you know, a novel coronavirus, meaning a new form of a coronavirus. I don't consider that to be just a flu. I think this is something that is a once in a century event.
And, right. I didn't mean to minimize it by saying it was just a. If I did say that, that wasn't accurate on my part. It certainly is much more. It's much more important than that.
You could say a shark and a goldfish. You know, a shark is just a fish, but it's not. So
I see a dinosaur.
COVID. No, what I'm saying is they're both fish, but one's dangerous and one's less dangerous. Coronavirus is technically somehow in the same family as flus, but this thing is a lot more contagious, and the consequences of contracting it are far more deadly. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right. Okay, so then let's play it out, if you'll pardon the pun, and come up with this sports radio talk show that I was talking, made reference to, was focused on a quarterback named Kirk Cousins, who said, you know, they're all scrimmaging now. They're getting ready to play. I think, don't they start this weekend with some of the exhibition games, if I'm not mistaken? They've been in camp training
for
a couple of weeks.
Yes, the training camps have begun, yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, this guy, Cousins, said he will not get the vaccine. But his team has said he must get the vaccine, or the NFL. I'm forgetting whether the teams or the NFL are saying you got to get the vaccine. A lot of players saying no. So what this guy said he's going to do is surround himself with plexiglass in the quarterback room as they prepare. That team, apparently, the Minnesota team, has the lowest vaccination rate of any of the NFL teams. But I was thinking about that, and I wish I had a camera. Yesterday when I was getting on the plane, there was a gentleman who had a white... it wasn't a camouflage suit, but from head to toe, his head, his body, his shoes, everything were the sort of a lab coat or covering for his entire body. His face was wrapped up in a plastic, you know, one of those big plastic protection headset things.
So he was like in a hazmat suit.
A creature. Yeah, it was kind of like a hazmat. He looked like a creature from outer space. And people were looking at him, but is that carrying it too far? He obviously was comfortable in doing that, but he was very awkward because he couldn't really move well and he kept dropping things and had a hard time getting on the plane and finding his way to his seat. But what do you feel when you sit next to somebody like that or even see somebody like that? Does that make you more worried that I don't know, some people take it more seriously than others. Perhaps on either end of it. But I've thrown a couple of things at you. What do you think?
Well, does it make me more worried? No, it makes me more comfortable sitting next to somebody wrapped in cellophane than somebody who's naked. I mean, but I just find it to be a social phenomenon. I there are people that react to all kinds of things. You know, it wasn't that long ago, before COVID-19, you'd occasionally see people in public wearing a mask because they might have some type of a communicable disease or fearful that they'll pick one up. You may have noticed over the years, you're an international person, that it was common to see in Japan and China people wearing masks in the street, something that seemed peculiar. Do you remember that? Before the coronavirus, that for years that you'd see in some of the Asian nations that wear masks in urban areas because of communicable diseases. It seemed weird. Now it's debatable, but it doesn't seem weird. You see somebody with a mask, we're used to it now. We may have opinions about it, but it's not like, oh, my God, person's wearing a mask. I wonder what they have. I don't want to go near them. People would, you know, be that way. So it's all a matter of what you're used to. But my personal feeling is like yours. Go, oh, God, look at the guy with the hazmat suit on an airplane. What a nutcase. Mm-hmm. You know, but there are people like that, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of nutcases, I'm about to do a My Pillow commercial.
And
See? And I'm reminded of what Mike Lindell, who's the CEO of MyPillow, he apparently was interviewed on CNN, and things got kind of heated. And
yeah, I watched that. I saw
you
it.
You did. Okay, so what did you take away from that?
I think that Mike Lindell is flirting with forever being looked at as a fraud and a nutcase because he's so vehement and so... I mean, what can I say? I mean, come on.
So what does that do to his business?
Out of line with facts, you know.
Yeah, he is. But remember, the guy was a drug addict. He wrote a book about his life as a drug addict. I'm not. There's nothing about me that's trying to apologize to the guy at all. But I also, this is sort of the human part of it. I'm taken back sometimes by the people who react. Well, you're not going to do any more My Pillow spots, are you? I would love to have Sean here. This would be a conversation the next Talkers Convention, asking Sean Hannity how he divorces doing a commercial for My Pillow, or I do, or anybody, because a lot of us do these commercials for My Pillow. Do we stay away from? Do we stop doing My Pillow commercials, or do we look at the 800-pound gorilla in the room and confront it and say, okay? Lindell has created a great American company. He is 15, 16, 1700 people that work for him. All the products, we value the fact that products are all made in America. And it's actually a pretty good American story. The guy was living in a car and he created something, you know, and made a big business out of it. So is he a nutbird because he has certain exposure? He got his first exposure by selling pillows. And then he is exposing himself. I guess I wonder what his family thinks. I mean, I don't care. I'll do My Pillow commercials because I think they have good products. But, you know, I can distinguish between the two. Do you think the average person can, Michael? Or is this guy ruining his business? Is he ruining?
Whether he's ruining his business or not is something that could easily be studied by looking at the numbers. I don't have access to the numbers. Whether his total numbers have gone down or gone up.
The woman that I deal with in My Pillow says that business has never been better. So
it's possible. Yeah. It's possible that because he's targeting people that believe his brand of. I don't even know what to call it.
Consciousness.
I mean, he's, you know, I don't agree with what he's saying, and I think that what he's doing is dangerous. And I think it's dangerous that CNN gives him a platform, even if they're debunking him.
All right, so should I not do My Pillow commercials because in a way I'm giving him a platform? I'm giving him...
Why don't we talk about that after you do the? Did you do the commercial?
No, I didn't.
Do the commercial, yeah. and then I'll decide.
Well,
you're asking me if I think you should give him a platform by doing the commercials. That's a very difficult question to answer.
Everybody knows
my personal answer is it depends on how much money he's paying me.
Okay, excuse me, that's a way of looking at it. Okay, quick reference to MyPillow products, big deals, big sales. Use the DJV code. You can go through the product catalog at MyPillow.com. Save from 30 to 65% on towels, on sheets, on pillows themselves, mattresses, you name it. With the promo code DJV in the Radio Listener Specials page, there's a square there. Use it. Save some money, get some good things for your home, and maybe just ignore Mike Lindell. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours. The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Doc, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so the Michael Harrison interview this week, which you can find at talkers.com or mhinterview.com, is a chat with Ralph Nader. Good God. You had to dust him off, right?
Well, he has got some very interesting ideas, and, you know, he's an American icon.
Yeah.
And it's really an interesting discussion. It's a little bit of a debate, but it's more of a discussion, and I'm proud. mhinterview.com is the place to hear it.
You should be. All right, Michael Harrison, thank you. Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess or linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Past the hour, it's time now for us to get an overview of the top tech stories of this past week, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan. So Doug Steffen does the announcer role here. At number five, there's a Rickroll.
Yep.
There's a Rickroll in everybody's life. Okay, so take it away, Victoria.
So the official video for Rick Astley's 1987 hit Never Gonna Give You Up, which it will stick in your head all day, that has surpassed 1 billion plays on YouTube. The song became a lasting part of internet culture thanks to the Rickroll meme, and it has reached impressive milestones this week. So Rick Astley took to the video's comment section to share his gratitude. He said, "It's amazing, crazy, and wonderful." He said, "The world is a wonderful and beautiful place. I am very lucky." So since the Rickroll thing, well, it's really big on April Fool's Day. That video alone gets like over 2 million hits just on April Fool's Day. So good for Rick Astley. And he actually celebrated joining the Billion Plays Club by releasing a limited, it's already sold out. It's a limited run of 7-inch blue vinyl pressing of the song. And so that's how much people want it. It was sold out immediately. So good for Rick Astley.
Number four, there's a Zoom in your future, or maybe not.
Well, if you ever used Zoom, which all of us have during the pandemic, then you are familiar with Zoom bombings. And Zoom bombings happen when people would hack into a meeting and, you know, throw up some porn or whatever it would be to disrupt whatever the meeting was. So Zoom, in the beginning of the pandemic, was not prepared for the onslaught of use that they ended up getting. And so their security was really light, and that's how people were able to break in. They did some improvements along the way. However, it was not enough because a class action lawsuit against them, they lost in the case. And so now if you have used Zoom any time between March 30th of 2016 to the present day, you can actually get $25 if you have your own account. Or if you're just a user of Zoom, you can get $15. So that's all part of the third-party negotiations that they've been doing. So yeah, everyone's entitled.
Number three, some updates from HBO Max.
HBO Max had a big week. Warner Media, which owns HBO Max, announced that the app is now available on LG smart TVs. They can be the app can be downloaded from the LG Channel Store. And then they also note that this is right in time for the premiere this week of The Suicide Squad, which is available on HBO Max free of charge if you already have it, and that'll be there for 31 days. And so they're also offering free episodes to potential new subscribers, and they also have a new podcast platform they've announced. So they've got a lot of stuff going on.
Number two, Verizon, and it's not necessarily this time a boo, which it usually is with Verizon, right?
Correct. So Verizon has introduced new mobile hotspot plans, and they have four options to choose from, starting with 15 gigs for $20 per month, all the way up to 150 gigs for $80 a month. They offer standalone and unlimited plan add-ons, and so if you're in an RV, if you're traveling this summer, if you're in some rural area, this is actually a great way to save a lot of money. And so all you have to do is just contact Verizon and pick which plan is best for you. The Essential and Plus plans are available to Verizon customers, while the Pro and Premium plans can be added either to an unlimited plan or purchased as a standalone product if you have a different carrier. So it's a pretty good deal.
Number one this week, this is a biggie, Facebook versus the rest of the world.
Man, Facebook is just, I don't know, they just seem to keep stepping in their own way. Mm-hmm. Facebook has banned the personal accounts of academics who have researched ad transparency and the spread of misinformation on Facebook. These are not, they closed down not only, I mean, everyone who, you know, supports Trump complains, oh, Trump's been disabled. Well, this is happening to a lot of people. And so all of these academics, their personal pages, which may have never posted anything about Facebook or transparency with ads or anything, those are all disabled now, too. The group obviously is saying that Facebook is trying to prevent them from exposing more issues that Facebook has. Now, because of this research, this is from NYU Ad Observatory. It's a group that has basically been founded to examine the origin and spread of political ads on Facebook, like who pays for the ads, and they track how far the reach is, things like that. Through their work, they actually have identified a lot of issues that Facebook has. So I'm not surprised that Facebook is fighting back so hard at them and disabling their accounts. But, you know, I mean, who pays for certain political ads, Russia, China, Iran, they've uncovered those links. How far-right misinformation is much more engaging than misinformation from the center or the left. They've done a lot of research on how far, like the crazier to the right, the more it spreads. So there's a lot of important work that they're doing, but yeah, Facebook dumping them off the platform, it really is a bad look.
I wonder what their approach is to a lot of the postings in China or from Chinese people or Chinese entities, what their focus is. Something to think about.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.